VS Code is Microsoft's free, lightweight, open source text editor that helps you write awesome code for Windows, Mac, and Linux platforms. Hi, I'm Rachel Weil, and today I'll be showing you how to install and get started with some of the best features for VS Code. No previous experience is necessary, and we're going to keep it all under 10 minutes. Let's get started. VS Code, aka Visual Studio Code, is a free download from code.visualstudio.com. I'll go ahead and click here to download and give it a moment. Now, maybe you think it's a little boring to sit here and watch my files download, but I wanted to do this demo as true to life as possible because I think it's important not to skip steps that might seem obvious to some but not others. This video is for absolute beginners, so if you're an old pro at this stuff, you can get up on out of here, my friend. Now that the download is complete, let's open VS Code. I'll take you through how to open and edit files using VS Code. Clicking the first icon in the sidebar brings up the Explorer, which allows us to view opened files and folders. When you open a folder, you'll have access to all its contents through the Explorer, which is really handy to have if you switch between files a lot like I do. I can click on a file name to open up that file, and I can also preview images, which is nice. Now you might have noticed that the text isn't automatically wrapping, so I'm going to open up my user settings and change that. VS Code's default settings are displayed in the left pane, and your changes to those settings are at the right. I found the line related to word wrap, and I'm going to copy it over into my user settings on the right. If you could read the comment line here at the left, it's instructing us to set this value to 0 to turn on viewport width wrapping, and that's exactly what I want. Now when I hit save, my text is wrapping to match the width of the text pane. It's easy to change the contents of a pane. Panes can also be moved with a simple drag and drop. Panes can be closed with the X icon and created with the added pane icon. VS Code supports color themes. Some are included and more can be downloaded. You can even create your own. VS Code uses TM theme files and TM language files too. You can close and create files from the Explorer pane. I can even create a new folder for images and then drag my images into it, all without leaving VS Code. Now let's take a look at the command palette and how to install extensions in VS Code. The command palette can be accessed from the View menu or with the shortcut Command-Shift-P. There are a lot of commands you can run here, but I'll show one handy one, Extension Installation. Searching for it brings it up here. So this is really cool. I can actually search for and install community-created extensions without leaving VS Code. I can search for them by keyword or just browse the extensions. Since I do a lot of web dev, I find myself going to the website caniuse.com to look up browser compatibility. But I see here that someone's made a Can I Use extension that shows me browser compatibility for HTML5 and CSS3 features inside VS Code. I'll choose that extension and it automatically installs and prompts me to restart VS Code. Now, when I put my cursor on a new CSS feature in my code and hit Control C, the status bar shows results from caniuse.com. That is pretty cool. VS Code has some nice syntax and language features to help you write code with fewer errors. Let's take a look. I'm going to write a line of code that doesn't make sense for a number of reasons. One being that milk and cookies aren't defined variables in my script. The variable names have green lines under them, just like grammar mistakes in MS Word. And if I hover over them, I see that these names can't be found. Once I define the variables, those green underlines go away. And when I mouse over the variable names here, I see that cookies and milk are numbers, which they are, at least in this example. You might have noticed that my jQuery here is being marked by VS Code as unknown. Support for jQuery and many other libraries, languages, and frameworks is easy to add to your projects. Click on the IntelliSense light bulb that appears on hovering over the unknown symbol, then click on Download Type Definition. A typings folder containing a type definition file will be automatically downloaded and added to your open folder. VS Code also has Git integration for use with local Git repositories and, if you like, with GitHub repositories as well. If you don't know what Git is, you might want to pause, read up on this popular version control system, and come back. In any case, I'll show you how to install Git if you don't have it, and then to use it with VS Code. VS Code is nice enough to tell me where I can download Git, so I'll choose the website. And I'll wait for this to download. Excellent. Let's open up our Git installer. If you get this message saying you can't install Git because it's from an unidentified developer, just hit OK, then right-click or control-click the package and choose Open. You might be asked to enter administrator credentials a few times during the installation process. The instructions that came with the installer noted that for my version of OS X, I needed to execute this command in a terminal window using my administrator account and password before I could use Git. Now that that's done, I'll reopen VS Code. The Git tab notes that the folder I have been using hasn't been set up as a Git repository. Fortunately, there's a button here to do just that. The Git panel allows you to stage and commit changes in some or all of your files. Take a look at what happens when I change a file. I can click on the file here and review the changes that have been made since my last commit. There's a lot more you can do with VS Code, but we're at our 10 minutes, so I'm going to stop here. For more information, be sure to check out code.visualstudio.com. Thanks for watching and happy coding!